You're listening to Improvisation. Specifically, that was the Domino Ensemble from their brand new recording. It's called Purple Ego. That was a track called Memorias del Pago, and it featured Mark Bowling on guitar, Keith Brown on drums, John Hamer on double bass, and Jorge Variego on clarinet. And Jorge is here with me right now.
Hey, how are you?
I'm happy to be here. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming back. And tell me about this record. I mean, it's, you know, while we're listening to music, we're talking about all of the work that goes into making a record. It's a lot of work. What inspired this particular recording in this form?
Many things. And first, I'm extremely happy to be here talking with you. And this project started a few years ago when I was in Europe. I wanted to put all the things that I could do in the same box or the same project. And by this, I mean writing, improvising, playing, and playing with other people, not necessarily solo. And that is really hard to do after a certain time. And I started a project that was called Just Like That. It was a quartet at the time with the same instrumentation. I wanted to have a group that sounded like jazz, but it wasn't necessarily jazz, but it had a lot of improvisation and some written stuff. That's the place where I wanted to be. And then I moved here and I started looking for that same path and same sounds. And we did one show with this group a couple of years ago, and then it continued to build. And I thought, well, this is one of the things I want to keep. So,
and how did you come up with the name Domino Ensemble? And also, I'm very curious what a purple ego is. That's something that has to mean something. It's not random.
Right. The name of the Domino Ensemble came because I always I wanted to have an ensemble where all the parts were as important, and they could all be shuffled around, and they could sometimes be part, sometimes not, and all these parts could change. And that image inspired, I would say, one of the oldest tunes called Domino, also in the piece, that is very modular, and that's the reason for the name. And the purple ego is because, you know, I think that we were rehearsing at the, like, last year, and someone made a joke about having an ego problem, and Keith said something like, yeah, my ego has been smashed so many times that it's bruised. And I thought, that's just a great image. It's like, you know, this is a purple ego. It's just, you know, you go there and then you go again and then you go again. And this is great. So the piece has this sort of angry quality to it, and you know, you're just going and going against the current and going and going again. So it's about that, and that's the title of the piece. Yeah,
that's funny, because when I first started going out and touring, you know, I went out with it's like in my young early 20s, and you know, the ego was spotless. It had no damage whatsoever. But when we came back from the tour, it was probably deep purple.
Right. That's exactly. It's like, you know, your ego changes color. So it's like a chromatic, polychromatic ego, depending on where you are in your life. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's have a listen to Purple Ego. Thank you. The Domino Ensemble, that was a title track to their brand new recording. It's called Purple Ego. On the guitar, Mark Bowling. On the drums, Keith Brown. John Hamer on the double bass. And Jorge Variego on this recording plays clarinets of all types and sizes, bass clarinets, regular clarinets, and electronics as well. And he's our guest here on Improvisations. Hey, I was going to ask you, we talked about the name Purple Ego, but the first song we played, Memorias del Pago, what's the story behind that?
Well, that piece is based on milonga type of rhythm, which is a very typical rhythm, or I would say type of music from Argentina. It's very melancholic, and it's, I would say, in a minor key. And it has this boom, 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 boom. That is a type of lick that pasadores, which were singers and guitar players in Argentina, would use to improvise verses on. So they would use that, and then they will improvise verses on something, and they would do the contests once against each other. And I thought that that was a pretty powerful rhythmic and melodic component for a piece that that could be a good fit for the group. And then it becomes a little minimalistic. So it repeats with few changes, but it repeats quite a bit with some improvisation here or there. But I think it's mainly based on an Argentinian milonga. Yeah.
And this is something about this recording that I've noticed. You know, every recording that comes in that we listen to, they affect one in a one way or the other. For this recording, it puts me in a kind of a mood of some sorts, you know, like that sustains throughout the recording. It's I don't know what the name of the mood is. Maybe there isn't a specific name in English. But it's almost one of like mystery and kind of reflection. And that's kind of my feeling on this recording is like there's a lot of space in it.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. And it just gives, I kind of get absorbed and that just kind of puts me in kind of a little deeper mood of some sort.
Yeah, I like the idea of space. I'm always very interested in not playing. If you that's the hardest part, right? Because we practice, and when we practice every day, we just put things in action. But when you're in context with a group or in a piece, or even in a solo cadenza or a solo, then the hardest part is to keep track of your pauses. When should I not play? And this CD, I'm glad that you mentioned this because it has a lot of that. Like there are moments that are very active and there are a lot of things happening, but there are moments in which very simple and minimal elements are going on. And I think I'm proud of that part too.
One of the things that I feel about music is that I understand why there are labels. I understand why you have to say, this is a jazz record or this is a classical piece or whatever. And a record like this comes in and I always feel like it's better not to think of it with a label because I hear so much in it. Like you were talking about in a little section there, there's almost like a Stravinsky moment.
Yeah.
and things like that. And I think in some ways calling this any particular label of music is going to be wrong. You're going to miss something about it.
Yeah.
It just feels like the Domino Ensemble itself is beyond just the label of jazz to me. And do you find those kind of labels limiting, frustrating?
It's a tricky place, and I always try to find, let's say, a box to put this music in, but it's really hard because it represents me in many ways, and that the way this music represents me, it's hard to put in a box. I mean, I love jazz. This is not jazz. It has a lot of components of it. It has the musicians are mainly coming from the jazz world, but they are flexible enough not to play in a, you know, to be in a different world for a moment, and that is very exciting. And it has some tango elements to it, but they are not, you know, if you show this to a tango player, they would say like, what? This is not. And then it has a lot of classical music because I am academically trained composer, and I wanted that to inform my work. So that is there too, but it's not, you know, you go to a new music, contemporary music festival and say, well, but this, you know. So it's really attractive because I'm traveling in a path that we are making, let's say, but at the same time, when you're looking for, I don't know, let's say a show, you go to a jazz venue and they say, well, yeah, but this is, then you go to a contemporary festival and say, like, yeah, but you know,
yeah,
that's the hard part.
Yeah, and sometimes I just have to like disconnect my brain in a sense and just listen to things. That's when I enjoy it the most. And this is a really great ride. This record is it's when I put it on, it just puts me in this interesting mood. It's not happy. It's not sad. I just kind of go with it.
And thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you make the records first of all, but the fact that you also make something that kind of seems in its own way free of a genre.
Yeah. That's the way I decided I wanted this project to be. Yeah, and I think that you nailed it because it's it has the comfort of doing exactly what you want, but it has the discomfort of being in a space that is it doesn't have a box yet, maybe, or you know, it's hard to find a category for it. So I'm happy with the exploration, and I couldn't be more thankful you know, to Keith, Mark, and John for embarking, because they kind of didn't know where they were going to be doing, and I mean they played, you know, their butts this morning. We did the ICA performance earlier today, and I think it was really great. And it speaks very highly of them as musicians, and also for the group, you know. So it represents the music very well. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is, for me, this is, I grew up in Knoxville. I was born here, in fact, and raised here. But to me, I feel like 2019 has been a breakout year for music in Knoxville. I mean, there's always been great stuff coming out of here for decades and decades, even well before I was born. But, you know, just looking at just three records, I kind of had them up by the CD player, Purple Ego, and then Will Boyd's Freedom Soul Jazz, Kenneth Brown's record. And then over here on LP, we have the Greg Tardy, Bill Frisell album.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing too, yeah.
I could spend hours and hours with just these four local records, and to me they're as interesting and as enjoyable as anything that's coming out.
Yeah, I think I'm sure that everyone like Greg and Ken Brown and Will are really thankful for your support. Yeah, well, you know, I came here today and I saw this pile of CDs that you had there, and I was thinking, wow, I he likes to collect things. And then when you told me it was your daily mail, I was like, oh my God.
Don't look in my office. Right. You may have to send some people to get me out. Right. Especially between now and October is like when they really
start coming. Oh my gosh, yeah. So seeing that and seeing the quality of these things, because none of the things are you know, minor in terms of the production, I think I am personally very, very thankful to you and you know, to everybody who's helping Knoxville be a thriving community for new music, whatever that is.
Yeah, I went to the Neef North Festival recently and just had a ball. I mean, this is the golden age, and it is for, you know, I've never enjoyed going out and listening to records more, and in fact, the Domino Ensemble will be playing on the 13th of September with Will Boyd at the Emporium, right?
Yes, that is one of the dates we have confirmed at the Emporium, and we are sharing the bill with him that day, because we thought that it would be interesting to have different audiences intermingle, and you know, people that go listen to his stuff can listen to some of what we do, and vice versa. And I thought it would be interesting to try. And the Domino Ensemble is now a 501c3, so we get a little better rate for the rental, so we can do that too. It's convenient for both of us, and so I thought that why not to try to do that. I think that the sounds that are very different, so that can attract different audience. Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, Jorge, very excited.
Yeah, Jorge Variego, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for creating this space, and I'm thrilled to be here again.
Yeah, and thanks to all the, I'm just going to give a shout out to all the, we were talking earlier about all the jazz hosts before that, you know, got it, jazz on the radio in Knoxville and kept it on. It's been on nonstop since the 60s, so.
Oh, wow.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks again to Jorge Variego of the Domino Ensemble. I'm Todd Steed. I must absquatch away and release the amazing Hound Dog. Have a great evening.